You are not alone. And now there are two resources that I've put together specifically for your journey. This is your host, Rachel Bernstein. I am an educator and a therapist and a cult specialist. And I am very excited to announce Restart and Restore, a journal for survivors of manipulation, and a companion notebook that I've put together to go with it that has people's stories that they've shared with me that they wanted to share with you, and some wonderful quotes from people whose thoughts I truly admire, and more pages and writing prompts for you to continue with the writing that can help you along your healing journey. This isn't just another blank journal. It's a trauma-informed recovery companion, and it offers psychoeducation on the mechanics of manipulation and control and therapeutic writing prompts to explore your history and your strengths, practical exercises that transform insights into some actionable steps, and the freedom to heal at your own pace. You can do it in the time frame that works for you without any judgment or pressure. Whether you joined the organization or the relationship that was controlling as a teen or as an adult, Restart and Restore provides the structure and, I think, validation needed to process your experiences safely. I'm also excited to share, beyond the journal and its companion notebook, that I'm currently working on a second journal specifically for those born and raised in high-control groups or high-control family units, as their healing journey often involves different and specialized challenges. Restart and Restore and its companion notebook are available now, and you can find the link in the show notes. Thank you very much. I hope it's helpful to you or to someone you love. Thanks for tuning in to our bonus episode preview. This is just a short sample of this week's exclusive Patreon episode. You can hear the episode in its entirety by becoming a member at patreon.com/indoctrination, where you'll gain access to all of our exclusive episodes and merchandise. Hello, everyone. Thank you to my wonderful Patreon supporters. It is always so incredible to know that we have your support here at the podcast. So, here is part two of my conversation with you about getting out of fight or flight mode. We talked about a number of things in the first episode and ended off by talking about keeping busy as a way of protecting yourself from feeling, from having all these feelings flood back that you have been made to feel fearful of having or criticize yourself for having. But they're still there. They weren't necessarily healed. They didn't go away, even though they were suppressed. And it is important to feel them. It's important to know they're there, and it's important to honor them, and it's important to not be afraid of them. The next part of this conversation with you about getting out of fight or flight mode is about reclaiming your sense of agency. And so, what is agency? Agency is the way that you are in charge of yourself. A sense of agency is something that you see like in kids who have some confidence, or people who are able to problem solve. Like, they have a confidence about that. So In this situation, reclaiming agency includes things like decision-making, making your own decisions, and feeling confident enough to do that, or even planning the next steps when there isn't a formula to follow, when there isn't a system that you have to fit within. It leaves you open to make your own decisions. And so how do you not get panicked by that, but see that as a wonderful opportunity, actually, for you to feel confident in this world and to be able to have a life that's way more personalized and kind of fits you better because the ideas came from you. One of the most insidious effects of cultic involvement is the systematic impairment of the survivor's agency. So people are taught to doubt their own competence, to rely entirely on the group leader or the group's rules for guidance. This is kind of a form of unlearning a sense of agency if you got involved later on. But people born and raised really don't have that sense of agency, and they have to develop it, and they can develop it after. But where you are unlearning agency, it's that this person who has been involved in a system like this becomes a kind of being who is no longer feeling qualified to make decisions for themselves and is no longer seen as someone qualified to make decisions for themselves or even to solve problems independently. So many people I talk to say that they couldn't make a decision, they couldn't solve a problem, they couldn't decide on anything without going to their handler in the cult first, without going to their controlling partner, without going to people within the cultic system or the cult leader, him or herself, before making any decision. And then in retrospect, after they got out, they realize that the idea they initially had about the decision that they wanted to make actually was way more accurate and right for them, but they knew they couldn't listen to it and they shouldn't listen to it and they shouldn't trust it. And they gave that over to the person in charge. And the person in charge often made a decision that was not at all the right one for them, but they had to believe that it was at the time. It's kind of like learned helplessness, where you come to believe that you have no personal power to change your circumstances.